This is the core idea of Stoicism. No one is coming to save you. No one will solve your problems, offer handouts, or make the universe align in your favor. Relying on such hopes means surrendering your power. If you want to be beautiful, Epictetus said, you must make beautiful choices. You must choose actions that improve you, that make you healthier, that give you the best possible chance of success, because that's within your control. Therefore, remember this Stoic principle. Progress is not achieved by luck or accident, but by working on yourself daily. Lesson 1. Harnessing the present. Have you ever felt overwhelmed by the regrets of the past or the uncertainties of the future? Imagine if you could break free from these chains, focusing solely on the here and now. How much more could you achieve? Why is it that the Stoics place such emphasis on the present moment? Marcus Aurelius once said, "Confine yourself to the present." The Stoics believed that the only realm we can truly control is the one we are currently experiencing. By focusing on the present, you channel your energy where it's most effective, maximizing your impact on the world around you. This moment is your arena. What you do here defines your life. Consider this. How often do you find your mind wandering to past events or potential future scenarios? The Stoics teach us that these are merely distractions, illusions that sap our will and divert our focus from what truly matters. By constantly rehashing the past or fretting about the future, we give up our power to shape the present. Can you identify a recent instance when dwelling on the past or future hindered your ability to act in the moment? How can we cultivate a stronger presence in the now? The practice of mindfulness is a method often recommended by modern Stoics. This involves observing the present moment without judgment and accepting it without resistance. Try to spend a few minutes each day focusing solely on your breathing or the sensations in your body. This trains your mind to anchor itself in the now, enhancing your focus and clarity. Have you noticed how your decisions are affected when you're not fully present? The Stoics argue that true wisdom comes from responding to life as it is right now, not as it was, or as you fear it might be. By making decisions with a clear and present mind, you ensure they are based on reality, not distorted by past grievances or future anxieties. Each choice then becomes more deliberate and effective. What aspects of your life are you trying to control that are inherently uncontrollable? Epictetus famously said, "Some things are in our control and others not." Recognizing the difference empowers you to let go of what you cannot change. Focus your efforts on your actions and attitudes, the true areas of your control. This not only simplifies life but also amplifies your effectiveness in your immediate actions. How often do you resist what life throws at you? Acceptance is a pivotal concept in Stoicism, teaching us to embrace whatever comes our way, not with resignation, but with courage. Acceptance doesn't mean passivity. It means aligning yourself with reality so that you can respond with wisdom and integrity. This alignment minimizes conflicts and magnifies your potential to act effectively. How does living in the present build resilience? Each moment spent focused on the now is a moment spent strengthening your mental fortitude. The more you practice, the less you are shaken by adversity. Resilience is born from a series of present moments well handled. Think of a recent challenge. How could a focused presence have altered the outcome? What's one practical way you can apply this Stoic lesson today? Start by identifying one routine activity. Commit to performing this activity with total awareness and presence. Whether it's eating a meal, taking a walk, or completing a task at work, immerse yourself fully. Notice the details, the sensations, and the thoughts that arise, and gently guide your focus back to the action at hand. Remember that each moment is an opportunity to unleash your potential. The power of now is immense. It's the foundation on which the edifice of your life is built. Harness it, and watch as your capabilities expand beyond your expectations. Lesson 2. Mastering self-discipline. How often do you find yourself succumbing to distractions or procrastinating on your goals? Self-discipline is a cornerstone of Stoicism and a critical factor in your journey towards self-mastery. Why is self-discipline so vital according to the Stoics? It is the bridge between intention and action, between having a goal and achieving it. The Stoics, such as Seneca and Marcus Aurelius, emphasized that without discipline, wisdom remains dormant. By implementing rigorous self-discipline, we are able to resist the temptations that lead us astray and focus our efforts on what truly matters. Each act of discipline strengthens your resolve and brings you closer to your philosophical ideals. How much of your daily life is driven by habit? The Stoics teach us that habits form the texture of our lives. To change our lives, we must first change our habits. This starts with small daily disciplines that accumulate over time to produce significant results. Begin by identifying one habit that you believe is holding you back and commit to adjusting it in a small way each day. This could be as simple as waking up 10 minutes earlier or dedicating a set time for reflection each day. Have you ever acted on impulse and regretted it later? Impulses can undermine our self-discipline by tempting us with immediate gratification that often contradicts our long-term goals. The Stoics propose practicing delayed gratification as a method to strengthen discipline. Each time you delay a gratification, you exercise control over your more primal desires. This practice not only fortifies your willpower but also aligns your actions with your rational decisions. Do you consider discipline restrictive or liberating? Contrary to common belief, the Stoics viewed discipline as a form of freedom. By mastering your impulses and making choices aligned with your values, you free yourself from the tyranny of whims and external circumstances. Self-discipline means taking control of your life's direction, thereby freeing yourself to pursue genuine fulfillment without being swayed by every distraction. What practical exercises can help build Stoic self-discipline? One effective technique is the practice of voluntary discomfort. This could involve taking cold showers, fasting, or abstaining from luxury goods temporarily. These practices teach you to be comfortable with discomfort, a skill that greatly enhances your ability to maintain discipline in face of life's challenges. Each act of voluntary discomfort reminds you that you can endure more than you think and strengthens your resolve to stick to your principles. How often do you reflect on your daily actions? Reflection is a key aspect of Stoic practice, vital for maintaining self-discipline. At the end of each day, review your actions and ask yourself whether they aligned with your Stoic values. This reflection not only helps you recognize your successes and areas for improvement, but also reinforces your commitment to self-discipline. It turns abstract values into concrete actions. How does self-discipline help you during tough times? Stoic philosophy holds that adversity is a test of character. Self-discipline helps you maintain stability and a clear mind during such tests. It allows you to see beyond immediate difficulties to the broader perspective of your life's philosophy. When faced with adversity, use your discipline to remain committed to your chosen response, regardless of how challenging it may seem at the moment. What is one thing you can do today to practice Stoic self-discipline? Choose an area of your life that requires improvement and set a clear, achievable goal. Apply a specific Stoic discipline, such as setting strict times for checking emails or limiting social media usage. Stick to this discipline diligently and observe how it affects your mental state and productivity. This consistent practice is the essence of Stoic training and the path to mastering your potential. Through the mastery of self-discipline, you not only make significant strides towards your personal and professional goals, but also live a life that is fundamentally more free and fulfilled. Remember that each step of discipline is a step towards a more potent and peaceful existence. Lesson 3. Cultivating emotional resilience. How do you react when faced with emotional turmoil or stressful situations? Emotional resilience is a key aspect of Stoicism, providing the strength to face life's challenges with composure and wisdom. Why do the Stoics focus so much on mastering emotions? According to Stoicism, emotions stem from our judgments about experiences, not from the experiences themselves. If we can change our judgments, we can control our emotions. This control is not about suppression, but about understanding and aligning our emotions with reason. By practicing this alignment, you can prevent emotions from overwhelming your rational mind, allowing you to make clear, effective decisions. How well do you know what triggers your emotions? The first step in building emotional resilience is to identify your emotional triggers. This requires honest self-reflection and observation. Once you understand what triggers your emotions, you can start to apply Stoic techniques to modify your responses. This might mean preparing mentally for situations that you know will be challenging, or restructuring your thoughts to view these situations in a new light. Have you tried the Stoic exercise of premeditatio malorum, or the premeditation of evils? This practice involves visualizing the worst-case scenarios in a calm and rational state. By doing so, you prepare yourself to face possible difficulties and diminish the shock or distress that might arise if these events occur. It's a powerful method to desensitize yourself to fears and anxieties, reinforcing your emotional resilience. How often do you practice being fully present? Stoic mindfulness is about maintaining awareness of the current moment without emotional bias. This focus on the present helps to dissipate anxieties about the future and regrets about the past. By centering yourself in the now, you gain clarity and control over your emotions, allowing you to respond to life's challenges with a calm and measured approach. What does it mean to practice detachment? In Stoicism, detachment does not mean indifference, but rather an objective distance from external circumstances and internal emotions. By cultivating a detached perspective, you can view situations and emotions objectively, reducing their impact on your personal peace. This detachment allows you to engage with life and its challenges without being emotionally overwhelmed. How can living virtuously contribute to emotional resilience? The Stoics believed that living in accordance with virtue, wisdom, justice, courage, and moderation is the key to inner peace. Each virtuous act reinforces emotional stability by aligning your actions with your moral values. This congruence between belief and behavior builds confidence and reduces internal conflict, which is often the source of emotional turmoil. How does your community influence your emotional resilience? The Stoics recognized the importance of community and support in maintaining emotional stability. Engaging with a community that shares your values can provide encouragement and perspective when facing personal challenges. It also offers opportunities to practice Stoic principles such as empathy and altruism, which can enhance your own emotional resilience. What practical step can you take today to build your emotional resilience? Choose one Stoic practice to focus on for the week. It could be journaling your reflections at the end of each day, practicing mindfulness during your lunch break, or deliberately exposing yourself to a mild discomfort to strengthen your resilience. Consistent practice of these techniques not only builds emotional resilience, but also gradually transforms your overall approach to life. Emotional resilience is not gained overnight, but through continuous and deliberate practice of Stoic principles. This mastery is essential for unleashing your full potential and achieving enduring success and happiness. Lesson 4. Embracing the dichotomy of control. How often do you find yourself stressing over things you cannot change? Understanding and embracing the Stoic principle of the dichotomy of control can dramatically enhance your ability to focus, make effective decisions, and remain calm under pressure. What exactly do the Stoics mean by the dichotomy of control? They teach that some things are up to us, our own thoughts, actions, and reactions, while others are not, the actions of others, the past, and much of the external world. Recognizing and internalizing this division is crucial. By focusing on what we can control, we invest our energy wisely and maintain peace of mind. Every moment spent worrying about uncontrollable factors is a moment wasted, a diversion from paths that could lead to personal growth and achievement. How can you apply the dichotomy of control in your everyday activities? Start by listing the elements of a typical day and categorizing them into things you can and cannot control. This simple exercise will help you focus on proactive behaviors and reduce time spent on unproductive worry. For instance, you can control your level of preparedness for a meeting, but not the reactions of others. By preparing well, you respect your own role in the outcome without bearing the weight of uncontrollable factors. How does understanding what you can control reduce anxiety? When you stop trying to control the uncontrollable, your mental burden lightens. Anxiety often stems from a perceived lack of control over events or outcomes. By shifting your focus to areas where your input actually impacts the results, you diminish unnecessary stress and increase your effectiveness. This clarity brings a sense of calm, empowering you to act more decisively and peacefully. What freedom do you gain when you let go of what you cannot control? Letting go is not about giving up, but about achieving freedom from unnecessary constraints. It liberates resources, time, emotional energy, and mental space that can be redirected toward productive pursuits. This freedom enhances your agility and ability to respond to change, qualities essential for personal and professional growth. It's about embracing flexibility and the capacity to adapt. What Stoic exercises can help you become more aware of your control? One effective practice is the evening reflection, where you review the day's events, focusing on your responses and how they aligned with your control. Another is setting daily intentions that focus solely on your actions and attitudes, not on external outcomes. These exercises reinforce the habit of distinguishing between controllable and uncontrollable factors, enhancing your mental discipline and focus. How does acceptance build resilience? Accepting what we cannot control helps us withstand adversity and bounce back from setbacks more quickly. Resilience is not about brushing off failures, but about understanding their context within our sphere of control. When you accept that some aspects of a situation are beyond your control, you can better concentrate on recovery and growth from those parts you can influence. How can distinguishing between influence and control improve your relationships? In personal and professional relationships, recognizing the limits of your control can lead to healthier interactions. You can influence others through your behavior and advice, but you cannot control their decisions or feelings. This understanding prevents conflicts based on unrealistic expectations and fosters mutual respect and open communication. What is one thing you can do today to practice the dichotomy of control? Identify one area where you frequently feel frustrated or ineffective. Reflect on whether this is due to a focus on uncontrollable elements. Today, shift your strategy. Invest your efforts only in actions and attitudes within your control related to this area. Note the changes in your feelings of efficacy and stress. By focusing on what truly lies within your power, you optimize your energy and open up a world of possibilities for personal and professional development. Observe the profound impacts this mastery has on your peace of mind and overall productivity. Lesson 5: The Art of Indifference. How do you typically react to things that don't go as planned? The Stoic concept of indifference teaches us to distinguish between what truly matters and what does not, allowing us to focus our emotional energy wisely. What does it mean to practice Stoic indifference? It involves cultivating a state of mind where one is not overly affected by external events, whether they are perceived as good or bad. The Stoics teach us that by maintaining an emotional distance from things that are beyond our control, we can preserve our inner peace and remain focused on what truly matters, our own actions and responses. This form of indifference is not about not caring, but rather about assigning the correct value to external events and not allowing them to disrupt our tranquility. How can changing your perspective lead to indifference? When you start viewing life's events through the lens of Stoic philosophy, you begin to see that many things we fret over are not as crucial as they seem. By reevaluating the importance of daily irritations and setbacks, you reduce their impact on your life. This shift in perspective allows you to remain calm in situations that might previously have caused stress or anger, thereby enhancing your ability to think clearly and act effectively. How do Stoics handle things that are naturally preferable, like health or wealth? Stoicism distinguishes between preferred indifference and unpreferred indifference. Preferred indifference are things that are generally desirable, but should not disturb your peace if they are absent. By appreciating these things when they are present, yet not becoming dependent on them for happiness, you can maintain a balanced emotional state that is conducive to making rational decisions and pursuing your true goals. How do values play into Stoic indifference? Stoics emphasize living according to virtue, wisdom, courage, justice, and moderation, and view these as the only true goods. When you align your life around these core values rather than external successes or failures, you naturally become more indifferent to the latter. This alignment helps you to stay focused on personal growth and ethical living, rather than being swayed by every external fluctuation. Can indifference be beneficial in relationships? Yes, when practiced correctly, Stoic indifference helps to foster healthier personal and professional relationships. By being indifferent to minor grievances or differences in opinion, you can maintain harmony and focus on what truly strengthens relationships: mutual respect, understanding, and support. This approach prevents small issues from escalating and keeps the focus on positive interactions and shared goals. How does indifference contribute to better focus and productivity? When you are not emotionally entangled in every minor aspect of your life, you free up mental resources to concentrate on your goals and tasks with greater intensity. This focused approach not only improves your efficiency, but also your effectiveness, as you are able to make decisions based on logic and a clear understanding of your priorities. How does indifference build resilience? By practicing indifference, you become less reactive to the ups and downs of life. This stability allows you to face challenges with a calm and steady mind, enhancing your ability to overcome them. Resilience built through indifference is not about being numb to life's experiences, but about maintaining a steady course despite them, adapting and learning as you go. What is one practical way to implement stoic indifference today? Choose one aspect of your day that typically annoys or distracts you, and decide to view it with indifference. Whether it's a delay in traffic, a canceled meeting, or an unexpected minor setback, practice seeing it as an indifferent event that does not impact your core values or long-term goals. Note how this practice affects your emotional state and productivity throughout the day. Embracing the stoic practice of indifference is a powerful step toward mastering your potential. It allows you to remain composed and focused, regardless of external circumstances, enabling you to pursue your true objectives with greater clarity and determination. As you continue to apply these principles, you'll find that your capacity for emotional and psychological resilience grows, leading to a more fulfilling and controlled life. Lesson 6: The Virtue of Self-Sufficiency. How independent are you in finding contentment in your life? Stoicism promotes the ideal of self-sufficiency, not in the material sense, but emotionally and intellectually. This lesson explores how cultivating self-sufficiency can enhance your resilience, reduce dependency on external validation, and truly unleash your potential. What does it mean to be self-sufficient according to Stoic philosophy? Self-sufficiency, or autarkia, is about finding all that you need for happiness within yourself. It is the understanding that true happiness comes not from external possessions or praise, but from living a life of virtue. By cultivating qualities such as wisdom, courage, and moderation, you ensure that your happiness is not contingent on circumstances beyond your control. This autonomy is liberating and empowering, as it places the source of your well-being firmly in your own hands. How can you detach from the pursuit of external goods? While it's natural to desire comforts and conveniences, Stoicism teaches that these should not dictate your happiness. To practice this, start by evaluating which external items you believe are essential for your happiness and challenge these beliefs. Gradually shift your focus towards internal growth and contentment derived from your own actions and ethical living. This shift not only promotes peace of mind but also frees you from the endless cycle of desire and disappointment that often accompanies material pursuits. What are inner resources, and how can you cultivate them? Inner resources are qualities like resilience, patience, and integrity, virtues that provide real and lasting satisfaction. Develop these by setting personal challenges that align with Stoic exercises, such as practicing moderation in all aspects of life or engaging in thoughtful reflection at the end of each day. These practices strengthen your character and increase your ability to rely on yourself for contentment rather than seeking it from outside sources. How does reflection contribute to self-sufficiency? Regular reflection allows you to assess your actions and decisions critically, ensuring they align with your Stoic values. This habit fosters a deep sense of self-awareness and helps you understand what truly matters to you. Reflection also encourages you to celebrate your successes and learn from your mistakes, reinforcing your autonomy and your capability to manage your life independently. How can you reduce your dependence on social approval? Stoicism teaches that the opinion of others is outside of your control, and therefore should not be a source of distress or a measure of your worth. Practice this by consciously making decisions that are right for you, even if they might not win the approval of everyone around you. Focus on the integrity of your actions and let your self-worth be defined by your adherence to personal virtues rather than external validation. Can self-sufficiency improve your relationships? Absolutely. When you are emotionally and intellectually self-sufficient, you enter relationships not out of need, but out of choice. This independence allows for healthier and more balanced relationships, where you contribute positively without placing undue expectations on others to fulfill your emotional needs. It encourages mutual respect and understanding, as both parties appreciate each other's autonomy. What freedom does needlessness offer? When you cultivate an attitude of needlessness, you liberate yourself from many of life's anxieties. Needlessness is not about forgoing all desires, but about not being controlled by them. This freedom allows you to pursue your goals with clarity and peace of mind, confident that your happiness does not hinge on the outcome, but on the virtue of your efforts. What is one practical way to develop self-sufficiency today? Identify one aspect of your life where you feel particularly dependent on external validation or material comforts. Set a goal to reduce this dependency through specific actions, such as spending less time on social media or simplifying your needs and lifestyle. Observe how this change affects your sense of freedom and contentment, and reflect on the experience to further your growth in self-sufficiency. Through these practices, Stoicism not only strengthens your ability to be self-sufficient, but also enriches your life by grounding it in what is truly valuable, your personal virtue and integrity. Lesson 7. The Art of Perseverance in Stoicism. How do you persist in the face of adversity and maintain your commitment to personal growth? Stoicism emphasizes the virtue of perseverance, teaching us to endure challenges not just with resilience, but with a mindset geared towards continuous improvement. What does perseverance mean within the context of Stoicism? It involves a steadfast dedication to your principles and goals, regardless of external pressures and setbacks. Stoic perseverance isn't about stubbornly pushing forward. It's about maintaining a consistent effort in the pursuit of virtue and wisdom. It means viewing each challenge as a test of your character and a chance to strengthen your resolve. This commitment to facing life's adversities with a calm and rational mindset is fundamental to Stoic practice. How does perseverance help you overcome obstacles? In Stoicism, obstacles are not just barriers to be overcome, but opportunities for growth. Each difficulty you encounter is a chance to practice virtues such as patience, resilience, and fortitude. By persevering through challenges, you develop a deeper understanding of your capabilities and limits, refining your approach to life's complexities. This proactive engagement with challenges enhances your ability to navigate future hardships more effectively. What daily practices can help cultivate Stoic perseverance? Start by setting small, manageable goals that align with your larger objectives. Tackling these daily challenges reinforces your commitment and gradually builds your confidence in handling bigger tasks. Practice mindfulness to stay focused on the present task, maintaining awareness of your progress and setbacks. Regular self-reflection is also crucial, as it allows you to assess your growth and understand the areas needing more effort. How does perseverance relate to emotional control in Stoicism? Effective perseverance requires the ability to manage your emotions when faced with frustration or failure. Stoic emotional control isn't about suppressing feelings, but managing them constructively. By maintaining composure and viewing emotional responses through a lens of rationality, you can continue to make progress towards your goals without being derailed by temporary setbacks. Can Stoic perseverance improve your relationships? Absolutely. Persevering in the context of relationships means consistently applying principles of understanding, patience, and forgiveness. It involves a commitment to resolving conflicts and sustaining relationships even when it is challenging. This approach fosters deeper connections and mutual respect, as it demonstrates a commitment to the relationship's long-term success over temporary disagreements or difficulties. How does Stoic perseverance turn failures into learning opportunities? Each failure is viewed not as a setback, but as a lesson. By analyzing what went wrong and why, you can gain insights that refine your strategies and approaches. This learning process is integral to Stoic philosophy, which values wisdom gained through experience. Perseverance ensures that you don't give up in the face of failure, but use it as a stepping stone to better understanding and performance. What is the impact of perseverance on long-term success? In the Stoic view, long-term success is defined by your ability to live according to your values and achieve personal growth, rather than by external achievements alone. Perseverance strengthens your character and equips you with the skills to handle whatever life throws your way. It ensures that you remain true to your path, even when it is difficult, leading to a fulfilling and virtuous life. How can you start incorporating Stoic perseverance into your life today? Identify an area where you've struggled to maintain effort due to discouragement or lack of interest. Set a new goal in this area and create a plan that breaks it down into small, actionable steps. Commit to pursuing these steps daily, using Stoic principles to guide your efforts. Keep a journal to track your progress and reflect on your experiences, focusing on how you can continue to apply perseverance in all aspects of your life. Through the practice of Stoic perseverance, you develop the resilience and wisdom necessary to navigate life's challenges effectively. This mastery of perseverance not only leads to personal growth, but also prepares you to contribute positively to the world around you, fulfilling the Stoic ideal of living a life of virtue and purpose. Lesson 8. The practice of mindful living. How often do you find yourself fully present in the moment? Stoicism teaches the importance of mindfulness and being present in the here and now, allowing us to engage fully with life and harness our true potential. What is Stoic mindfulness and how does it differ from other forms? Stoic mindfulness involves a conscious awareness of your thoughts, actions, and feelings at each moment without judgment. Unlike some forms that emphasize emptying the mind, Stoic mindfulness focuses on a deliberate and thoughtful awareness, aligning thoughts and actions with Stoic virtues. It's about being aware of the present and using this awareness to live according to reason and virtue, enhancing your ability to respond to life's challenges with clarity and calm. Why is present moment awareness so crucial? Living in the moment allows you to escape the distractions of regrets about the past and worries about the future. It helps you to focus on what you can control right now. This focus enhances your ability to make decisions based on current facts, rather than past experiences or future anxieties, leading to more effective and virtuous actions. By practicing present moment awareness, you can improve your mental resilience and reduce stress, enabling a clearer path to achieving your goals. How can you incorporate mindfulness into everyday activities? Begin by choosing routine tasks, such as eating, walking, or even breathing, and focus entirely on what you are doing, how you are doing it, and why. Observe the sensations, your thoughts about the activity, and any distractions that pull your attention away. Gently guide your focus back to the task at hand. This practice not only enhances your enjoyment and appreciation of daily activities, but also strengthens your ability to concentrate and stay present in more complex or challenging situations. How does mindfulness reduce emotional reactivity? By maintaining an aware state, you give yourself the space to choose your response to any situation, rather than being pulled into habitual reactions. This pause can be the difference between a thoughtful decision and a regrettable one. Mindfulness trains you to recognize your initial emotional impulses and then choose a response aligned with your Stoic values, such as patience or kindness, thus avoiding actions that you might later regret. When you are fully present with another person, you listen better, respond more thoughtfully, and connect more deeply. Mindfulness in interactions shows respect and appreciation for the other person, fostering stronger, more honest, and supportive relationships. It helps you to be less judgmental and more understanding, qualities that are invaluable in both personal and professional relationships. How does mindfulness help with accepting change? Mindfulness grounds you in the present and helps you accept that change is a natural part of life. By focusing on the current moment, you appreciate life as it is, not as you want it to be. This acceptance reduces resistance to change, which is often the source of suffering. Embracing change as an opportunity rather than a threat can lead to personal growth and open new possibilities that align with your Stoic pursuit of virtue. How does practicing mindfulness lead to greater contentment? By living mindfully, you are continuously reminded of what is essential and what is within your control. This recognition fosters a sense of contentment with what you have and where you are in life. It shifts your focus from lacking to appreciating, from discontent to gratitude. Contentment comes from knowing that you are living your life in alignment with Stoic principles, making the best use of the moment at hand. What simple mindfulness exercise can you start today? Try the practice of Stoic pauses throughout your day. Set a timer to remind you every hour to pause and take a moment to observe your current thoughts and sensations. Reflect briefly on whether your actions are aligned with your Stoic values. These regular pauses reinforce your mindfulness practice, helping to embed this awareness more deeply into your daily life. By embracing and practicing Stoic mindfulness, you'll find that you not only enhance your enjoyment and appreciation of life, but also strengthen your ability to face its challenges with grace and virtue. Lesson 9. Embracing rational decision-making. How often do you find your decisions swayed by emotions rather than guided by reason? Stoicism teaches the value of rational decision-making, a process that ensures our choices are grounded in logic and virtue. What does it mean to make a decision rationally according to Stoic principles? It involves using reason as the primary guide, basing choices on objective analysis rather than subjective emotions. This doesn't mean ignoring emotions, but understanding and managing them so they don't overshadow logical thinking. Rational decision-making requires constant practice and awareness, aiming to align each choice with your deepest values and long-term goals. It's about asking not just what feels good, but what is good. How do Stoic virtues influence rational decision-making? Stoicism posits that virtues like wisdom, justice, courage, and moderation should underpin every decision. When faced with a choice, consider whether the action is wise, fair, brave, and measured. By evaluating decisions through these lenses, you ensure that your actions contribute to personal and communal well-being, reinforcing ethical living and rationality in your daily life. How can you overcome emotional impulses to ensure rational decision-making? Begin by recognizing when an emotional response is influencing your thinking. Pause and reflect before acting to allow time for the initial emotional wave to pass. Use techniques such as writing down the pros and cons of a decision, discussing it with a trusted advisor, or simply sleeping on it. These methods create space for your rational mind to assess the situation thoroughly, reducing the risk of impulsive, emotion-driven decisions. What role does reflection play in Stoic decision-making? Reflecting before and after decisions is crucial. Prior reflection helps to align the decision with Stoic principles, while post-decision reflection allows you to learn from the outcome and refine your decision-making process. This reflective practice not only improves future choices, but also deepens your understanding of how your decisions impact your life and the lives of others, fostering greater wisdom over time. Why is consistency important in rational decision-making? Being consistent in using rational principles fortifies your decision-making process against the erratic nature of emotional reactions. It builds a reliable framework within which you can make decisions quickly and effectively when needed. Consistency in rational thinking also builds trust with others, as they come to expect reasoned and principled responses from you. How does rational decision-making impact professional settings? In the workplace, rational decision-making promotes fairness, efficiency, and integrity. It helps in resolving conflicts, allocating resources wisely, and setting strategic directions that are logical and sustainable. Embracing this approach can elevate your professional reputation and lead to better outcomes for your team and organization, as decisions are made transparently and ethically. Can rational decision-making enhance personal relationships? Yes. By applying rationality, you can approach relationship challenges with a balanced perspective. It helps in managing personal biases and emotional reactions that can cloud judgment in interpersonal interactions. Rational decision-making encourages open communication and fair resolutions, essential for healthy and enduring relationships. It ensures that emotions enhance rather than hinder the connection. What practical exercise can you start today to enhance your rational decision-making skills? Choose a decision you're currently facing, whether big or small. dedicate some time to thoroughly analyze it from a Stoic viewpoint. Evaluate the decision based on whether it is wise, just, courageous, and moderate. Write down your thought process and the rationale behind your choice. Practicing this method regularly will strengthen your ability to think rationally and make decisions that are aligned with your core Stoic values. By cultivating a practice of rational decision-making, you not only make choices that are better for you and those around you, but also develop a deeper sense of control and peace in your life. This Stoic approach will significantly contribute to your mastery of Stoicism, unleashing your potential in every aspect of your existence. Lesson 10. Integrating virtue into daily life. How do you ensure that your daily actions reflect your deepest values and aspirations? The final lesson in our series on Stoicism mastery focuses on the integration of virtue into everyday life, an essential step for those seeking to live authentically and purposefully. Stoicism teaches that virtue is not just an abstract concept, but a practical guide to living well. What does it mean to live virtuously according to Stoicism? Virtue in Stoicism is defined by four cardinal virtues: wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance. Living virtuously means making decisions and acting in ways that align with these principles, regardless of external circumstances or personal desires. This alignment requires a deep understanding of each virtue and a commitment to applying them in all aspects of life, from the smallest decisions to the most significant actions. How can you apply the virtue of wisdom daily? Wisdom involves seeing things as they truly are, not as we wish them to be. It requires a clear perception of reality, guided by rational thought and a deep understanding of the world. To cultivate wisdom, question your assumptions regularly, seek knowledge continuously, and reflect on your experiences thoughtfully. Engage with diverse perspectives and challenge your own views to expand your understanding and enhance your decision-making processes. What does it look like to practice courage in everyday contexts? Courage in Stoicism isn't just about heroic acts, but also about facing daily challenges with integrity and resilience. It involves speaking up for what is right, taking responsibility for your actions, and stepping out of your comfort zone to grow. Practicing courage means tackling the tasks you fear, standing firm in your convictions, and persevering despite setbacks. How can you ensure justice governs your interactions with others? Justice in Stoic terms means dealing fairly with others, giving each individual what is due to them. It requires empathy, respect, and a commitment to fairness. Strive to treat everyone with equity, whether in personal relationships or professional dealings. Listen actively, consider the needs and rights of others, and act to correct injustices whenever you encounter them. What role does temperance play in mastering yourself? Temperance, or self-control, involves regulating your desires and impulses to maintain balance and harmony in your life. Practice temperance by setting boundaries for yourself in areas like consumption, speech, and leisure. Monitor your impulses, choose moderation over excess, and focus on cultivating contentment with what you have. How can virtue transform your response to adversity? When faced with difficulties, virtue provides a framework for response that can turn challenges into opportunities for character development. Instead of reacting impulsively or despairingly, use adversities as moments to practice patience, resilience, and ethical reasoning. Reflect on how each challenge can strengthen your virtues and contribute to your growth. How does continuous self-reflection aid in living a virtuous life? Reflection is key to understanding the progress you are making in your journey to live according to Stoic principles. Regularly assess your actions and decisions in light of your virtues. Consider keeping a daily journal where you can reflect on your successes in applying virtue, as well as areas where you fell short and need improvement. What are the first steps to making virtue a way of life? Start by identifying areas in your daily routine where you can immediately begin practicing Stoic virtues. Create specific, actionable goals that align with the cardinal virtues. For example, choose to read philosophical texts to enhance wisdom, volunteer to strengthen justice, set limits on indulgences to foster temperance, and face a personal fear to cultivate courage. Commit to these practices daily and gradually, living virtuously will become second nature. By integrating virtue into every aspect of your daily life, you fulfill the Stoic ideal of living a purposeful and meaningful life. This final lesson in Stoicism mastery is not an end, but a beginning, a continuous journey towards becoming the best version of yourself, guided by the timeless wisdom of Stoic philosophy.